And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. This is our 4th of July special. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, of course, Eric Reinert, and Dave Isaac should be back in with us shortly. Happy 4th of July to everyone out there. And Joseph, what song is this?
This is Star Spangled Man from Captain America, one of my favorite songs from a movie. And right now, we're playing this song in honor of our next guest. He is the Star Spangled Man. Mr. 4th of July, which refers to something else from Magic Mike XXL, I think, as well. And Captain America himself, pyrotechnician Steve Barnes, Fireworks Productions of Arizona. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing outstanding. Happy Independence Day, everybody.
Happy Independence Day, everyone. And thank you very much for allowing me to call you all those things. But, of course, we had you on last year's show. You're part of the Two Timers Club, so we thank you again for that. And in case our listeners didn't hear last year's show, we are replaying parts of that, including your interview in our next hour. So, but first of all, Steve, tell us what displays you're working on this year.
Well, we'll be setting up the July 4th Tempe Town Lake Festival, and that's produced by the Kiwanis Club of Tempe, Fox 10, and City of Tempe. Got to thank those guys, because without it, this wouldn't be possible. And we are setting up approximately 14,000 aerial effects this year. Show will run 35 minutes. If you can see the bridge, you can see the show. But if you want the best show, get into Tempe Beach Park, because that's where the music will be synchronized. This is a hybrid show. We do both computer-fired, so that we have that really tight choreography. But because we shoot off of Mill Avenue Bridge, you know, and there's businesses there that like us to visit, so we can only have that bridge the day of the 4th. So in order to put on a world-class event like this, we kind of do a hybrid show that's unique, maybe in the nation, but certainly in Arizona. We shoot both hand-fired with road flares. There's a team of 13 of us. And we got the computer helping us out to make it all sound and look perfect.
Wow.
Great show this year. I'm really, really excited. We've got some new stuff, but what's really fun is we've been able to really more tightly integrate really fun, patriotic, modern music with a couple of the old standbys and just, as always, just spectacular fireworks over the lake.
They always put on, or you always put on, such a terrific display over there. I know that you and your colleagues are just so busy over the week prior to 4th of July. I know that because I shared a couple emails with a couple of your colleagues, and you know, everyone just says that their hours their availability can change by the hour leading up to the 4th of July. So, I mean, what is it like? Take us through, you know, and the week ahead of time. Are you just, like, running around like a chicken with your head cut off?
Well-organized chicken.
Okay.
And only, you know, partially crazy. I forget the exact number this year. Fireworks Productions doing something like 130 shows.
Wow.
And so that means there's 130 of me head pyros that come and go. The unique thing about 4th of July and Independence Day fireworks is there's a lot of us. Now, I do multiple shows during the year, block party and some homecomings and things, but others just do one show a year. And so the crew, Kendon and Junior and Hare and Lori and many others, they are the true support heroes behind us. We come in, they have, because they have to organize not only the fireworks, the permit, the coordinating with the clients and security and ATF. It's a monumental undertaking. Mm-hmm. And they make it run smooth. But yeah, it hour to hour, when things aren't so smooth, it gets a little crazy. It's got to be scheduled relative to the orderly moving of equipment. That's the big thing, is the actual stuff we load, the fireworks. Those all come in neatly packed the day of the show. So this week is just crazy with the logistics of fireworks. And having the 4th of July, Independence Day, on a Saturday is fantastic, except for logistics. Because now, where a lot of times shows, if you know, like last year, I think they all turn into a blur after 31 years. I think last year was on a Friday. And so that meant there was a lot of celebration going on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so we could divide crews and equipment. Everybody wants to go on the 4th of July. So that makes this year a particular struggle for both manpower and equipment.
Definitely. And, you know, I keep like picturing you as this guy I saw on America's Got Talent. Did you see that guy that just like kind of like put a bunch of fireworks all over his body a couple weeks ago on that show?
You will never see me doing that because I've been doing it for 31 years and would like to continue.
Yes, very much so. And so anything new this year? I know that technology is always changing, and but anything that you can recall over the past year that's really different?
Well, there's going to be some surprises on the 4th of July, mm-hmm. including for me, because we got some new fireworks in this year. And in this business, there's no dress rehearsal. So you will get to see them when I do.
Oh, good.
And what we do is we record each show from an angle where we can kind of see what's going on for timing and some behind the scenes stuff you probably don't care about. But then what we'll do is we'll use that video next year to more precisely program it. So one of the things when we have brand new stuff, we put it right in the middle of some really patriotic song. So kind of no matter what happens, it'll look great.
Great. And I know that we talked about songs last year, and I threw a few out there, but yeah, you're not going to be playing Star Spangled Man this year, are you?
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, and I'm sure that some of our listeners might be curious. I know that I am. What does one, how does one prepare to be a head pyrotechnician? What would one do if they were interested in that?
I would say number one, is it really helps to know somebody? But okay. The way you come up through the ranks is volunteer. And fireworks productions might hate me. Don't do it this year. But if you're interested in participating in the future, send a resume into Ken and Victor over at Fireworks Productions. Volunteer to show up and, you know, start out maybe watching a fire extinguisher and then, you know, get involved. Part of the reason we take time to bring new people in carefully is some people have a healthy, strong survival instinct. Mm-hmm. And I remember years ago, brought a new guy in without talking to him beforehand. And I was off, and actually Kendon lit the opening shell, and I turned to ask the new guy what he thought, and I got to see him jumping through lawn chairs as he was heading the other direction. I never saw him again that night. So part of it, literally, if you want to be involved, is getting close enough to know if your survival instincts are there. We don't want crazy people either. So a piece of advice, if you know chemistry and how to make blue fireworks, don't tell us. Because we really want people who are a little bit crazy, but not so much as just try and do this stuff themselves, because it is extremely dangerous. I'm not afraid of fireworks. I have a healthy respect, but I have to say I have zero interest in touring a fireworks factory where all that stuff's laying out in the open, because that scares me to death. And so, you know, there's volunteer. That's first place.
Good point. And I thought of this earlier, and I forgot to say it. You were saying that you review video of the previous year's event display. So I'm not looking for you to tell us anything that went wrong or anything like that. But in looking at last year's display, did you learn anything? Any particular insights?
I would say the biggest thing is we kind of ran stuff. This is real inside baseball, but we put stuff too close together, and so there was just never time to take a breath. And I guess that's not bad with fireworks, but you know, I like to think of it as a show in the sky with ebb and flow, just like you would see in movies or theater or even a concert. And so I'm always trying to improve it that way,
like a ballet.
Yeah, trying to tell a story. My wife is the master of telling the musical story relative to... We really try and keep it, of course, patriotic, but we want to be very inclusive. And, you know, one of the things I do that kind of... My wife doesn't agree. She likes to start with a bang, but I kind of like, there's lots of kids. This is a family-friendly event, and strollers are everywhere. So I kind of try and start out with something that sparkles and looks pretty and gives mom time to cover their ears before we hammer them with the big boom. the music and all of that, I think, you know, lots of toe tapper stuff, very modern without sacrifice tradition.
Great. And do you have a particular favorite firework? I know that's a little bit odd, but I'm sure that I'm talking to the right guy with that question.
Oh, it is. Looking through the list. It's a Z, sea blue tail to gold crackling flower. Wow. I am not the only one who shares the opinion of this. It's made the cover of the Arizona Republic in the past. And so this year we're taking that. It's a big fan. It virtually covers the whole bridge, and we got two of them. And this year we're trying to do some matching big color shells over the top of it. That's the beauty of the computer. And also looking at last year's display, going, you know what would really make that even better? And so that we're going to try and top that this year.
Do you guys make these yourself, or do you buy them?
Heck no. I want nothing to do with making this stuff. They're purchased from both domestic and, of course, as many things, the Chinese are make stuff at a great value that's really, really good quality. So to my knowledge, I don't think anyone, I'm not sure you could safely make fireworks here in Arizona, because static electricity is kind of what our fireworks electrical system does to light this stuff. And that's why when you hear me say, I don't want to be anywhere near this stuff open, it's because of that. Well, you know, that zap when you touch someone, that turns into a fireworks show in and of itself unplanned.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, pyrotechnician Steve Barnes, Fireworks Productions of Arizona. Tell us when and, again, where we can see the display. Tempe Town Lake, right?
Yep. This is the Tempe Town Lake. We shoot off of the...
Tonight, because it's July 4th today.
Tonight, we will be... and so I'm setting up on the Mill Avenue Bridge as we speak. And that's the northbound... Tempe Beach Park is where you want to go. There's music choreographed. That's where you got to go to hear the music. Okay. But if you can't make it to the park or they sell out, let's hope that the crowd here is getting big. Come on down. But if you can see Mill Avenue Bridge, you will be able to see all of the fireworks. You just won't be able to hear the fancy music.
Okay.
And gates, I believe, open at 4 today, and the show will be about 9:15.
Nice. Well, hopefully no one has any fireworks at home of the argumentative type or of the real type. I don't know where I was going with that. But again, Steve Barnes, we thank you so much for joining us again. And by one final question, are you playing any Katy Perry?
Oh, that would be a secret, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to play Firework by Katy Perry, I Wonder Why. Steve Barnes, thank you so much for joining us and talking fireworks with us again.
My pleasure. Gates open at 5, everybody. My apologies.
Gates open at 5. Happy Independence Day, Steve. Take care. We'll talk to you next year. Excellent.
Gates open at 5.
Gates open at 5. Again, this is Katy Perry, Firework.
Love it.
Katy Perry, gates open at 5. Tempe Town.
Okay. Unbelievable. And we're getting blamed for all this.
Yeah, what you got in trouble for is absolutely.
Please stop his microphone. And we'll be right back.